If you're looking for a conversation starter at tomorrow's Thanksgiving table, tune in tonight to SDPB Television for a documentary called The First Official Thanksgiving. It airs at 10 p.m. Central, 9 Mountain Time. It's the story of a group of English voyagers who landed at Berkeley Plantation in Virginia December 4th, 1619. We caught up with WCVE PBS producer and director Paul Roberts to talk about the film. Welcome to Dakota Midday, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's start. We have a little Thanksgiving controversy or not? Is this a debate over where everything began, or is this just an addition to the story?
You know, some people see it as a debate. I see it as an addition to the story. It matters to some people where the first Thanksgiving happened. I don't know if it matters so much to me. I just think it's an interesting story, a story that a lot of us don't know about. And, that's kind of why we did it.
So give me a little bit of background of where we're starting. We're looking at sort of what we're calling the first English Thanksgiving in the New World. Give me some background of who these people are and place me in context historically.
Well, these people were actually part of a larger migration from England and in some cases Holland. The economy was terrible in England at the time, so they were all trying to figure out what to do, how to actually make a living. And a lot of these people jumped on a boat and came over to what they called the New World, and because they heard that they were going to be able to make their riches there. And a lot of these people were coming over on some pretty small boats. If you've seen the size of been on one of these boats, it's pretty amazing that they go out into the Chesapeake Bay, for instance, much less the Atlantic Ocean and during storms.
Give me an idea of what that journey is like then.
It took about this group of people about 2 months, 2 to 3 months. They ran into some storms and some pretty bad storms. Essentially the people who were trying to escape the poverty back in England were cargo. They were underneath the ship, battened down. They were under the deck, battened down. And, they just had to ride out the storm, not really knowing what's happening, while the crew essentially had to live through all these storms on board deck. They really didn't go below deck. They weathered it up in the rigging and on the deck. It's pretty pretty harsh existence, actually.
So this group of people we're talking about, what's the ship and how big is it? You said it's small.
The ship was called the Good Ship Margaret, and it was the ships back in those days were kind of like how we would think about tractor trailers now. They were really for hire, and they were bringing people over. The Good Ship Margaret. Now, there's been some debate about how big it actually was amongst the people that we were trying to get historical information from. Some people say it was 36 feet long, and some people said it was a matter of 36 tons of what it could carry, which still is not very big. Now, we were on a replica from the Jamestown ships in Virginia, and that was a 36-ton ship. And it looks pretty big when you're, seeing it on TV, but when you're on the ship, it's really pretty small. You're bumping elbows with people all the time, if you're walking from one end to the other.
So how big is the crew then?
I don't know if I know that exactly. The crew of the Jamestown ship probably was about a dozen people.
Okay. So who's sort of, paying for this journey? You mentioned these are sort of ships for hire, but or is it the individual people who are coming as cargo to find a new life, or is it someone else?
I think both. It was some of the people who had the money to get on the ships and try a new life were paying their way. But in some cases, it was for-profit companies who are trying to essentially establish a colony or establish their business over in the New World were hiring people, and they were paying for the journey in some cases in return for indentured servitude. I think the typical indentured servitude was about 7 years. So they had to pay them back with work. So it was definitely both.
So the good chip, Margaret, finally does make it. And how does this become the first Thanksgiving then? Where is it, how much put that into context for me.
So the good ship, Margaret, does make it. And it comes ashore in Virginia. Actually, it comes ashore first in Hampton Roads. There was a settlement there. And some of the crew on the good ship Margaret had actually been to Virginia before for the at the Jamestown settlement. And so they had a brief visit with some people who they had seen before. And then they went up the river to their land grant at Berkeley. And then they rowed ashore. And what they did was they had some instructions from the Berkeley company back in England. And number one instruction was to kneel and give thanks to God for safe passage. And we believe that's what they did. So that's, I mean, there are several types of Thanksgivings. I talked to a Lincoln scholar about this, and he said, first question he asked was this a feast or was this a religious ceremony? Because they're a mix of Thanksgivings, or that is to say, Thanksgivings are a mix of either religious or feasts. And this one just happened to fall into the religious category. So it was really a pretty small event, not a whole lot of people involved, about 35 people. They gave thanks, they got up, and then they got to work living.
That sort of turns it on its ear a little bit for me, because we're not heading to a meal here. We're stopping right there on the shore, and it's a moment of saying thanks for safe passage, and that's it. That's the first Thanksgiving. You blink
that's
and you
it.
Miss it.
That's it, really, kind of. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, if you look on the instructions, they actually use the word Thanksgiving. I think that's where the people who believe that this was it was important that this is first, they point to that. But there really were Thanksgivings going on all over the place. There were Spanish Thanksgivings happening down in Florida. I've heard of Taos, New Mexico was probably one. Some of them around the same time, some of them even earlier. But, you know, it really was. It was just a, it was, you know, thanking Almighty God that they got across that terrible voyage, really.
That is a lot less complicated than what I have planned, Paul, for Thanksgiving. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I mean, there was no turkey involved in it, but, you know, it's not going to stop me from eating turkey.
Right. So give me an idea of some of the scholarship, and when did people sort of dig up the research that this was a moment in history worth noting?
Really, the story was lost for several hundred years. You know, it was documented in the accounts of the Berkeley family in England, and they held on to the account for a long time, and they just, you know, stored it away. And eventually, it just got auctioned off, you know, how, you know, an estate sale sort of situation. And the Berkeley family's history, their transcribed history. Yes.
Okay, all right, go ahead, yeah.
And that history, that which included this account of the Thanksgiving in Virginia at Berkeley 100, ended up at the New York City Public Library. It was mostly unnoticed for a couple of decades. It was published, but nobody really paid attention to it. And then one man, Lyon Tyler, who just happened to be a neighbor, have a neighboring farm or plantation of Berkeley 100, was up there at the New York City Public Library, I'm sorry, the New York Public Library, and And he came across this. He kind of stumbled across it. And it's because he had that connection to Virginia and to Berkeley 100 that he thought it was of some consequence. He brought it to Virginia's attention back in the 1930s. And it was registered with people, but it still didn't, you know, it wasn't really told widespread until now. And but he was really the big proponent of getting the word out on this story.
What kind of other documentation do we have? Journals or logs from the trip over as well? How much do we know about these folks?
I don't really know if I have the answer to that. I hear that I'm trying to remember the man's name. Fernando Yates, he kept a log across the ocean. It kind of stops when it gets to Virginia,
So
we really don't know much of what happened with that. There was another man on the ship, a preacher. His name escapes me at the moment. And he did continue to keep logs, but I'm not sure what he mentions. So I'm a little unsure.
Yeah. Do we have ideas of what they did next then? Do we know if they interacted with indigenous people, if they, you know, would have gone on to have a kind of a meal or anything that we would recognize in our traditions today?
Yes. Well, not necessarily a Thanksgiving meal like we associate with the Pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
They did go on and form their colony. They were living alongside the indigenous people. There were good times, and there were not so good times. There was one Indian chief who was the brother of the Paramount chief of Powhatan, who was the Paramount chief in what we call Virginia today. And he was just, he was not as excited about the English coming over and taking over their lands. So he really made a concerted effort to drive them out. So it really was not as harmonious as what we hear happened in Massachusetts. And some people believe that's actually what put a stop to the Thanksgiving that was happening at Berkeley 100 because of Opechancanough was the man's name and his effort to drive the English out.
How important is this to Virginia history today?
I think that it's probably not going to change the way we look at Thanksgiving, first of all. But I do think that it is a way that we see how we got here and see how we became who we are. So in that respect, I think it is one piece of history that helps us know those things. You know, again, I don't think it's going to be earth-shattering, but, you know, it's just one more thing that lets us know, you know, how we got here.
It makes for a richer story altogether.
I think so.
Yeah. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
The first official Thanksgiving airs tonight on SDPB-TV, 10 Central, 9 Mountain.